Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Greg sent me an interesting story out of Pennsylvania, and the headline is, "That's not illegal. Pennsylvania court overturns man's absurd and unreasonable DUI conviction." Matt Miller wrote the story for PennLive.com, and it's a little complicated, but it's an interesting story. A man was convicted and sentenced to prison for something that isn't even a crime, a Pennsylvania appeals court panel ruled on Friday. So calling the case absurd and unreasonable, the judges on appeal voided the man's drunk driving conviction and made him a free man. The ruling came 6 months after a Mercer County senior judge convicted the 60-year-old man from Lawrence of DUI while under the influence of a metabolite. Now, a metabolite results when the body processes a medicine or some other substance, okay? The metabolite in Glenn's case was a byproduct of fentanyl. Now, the man insisted it was present in his system because he had been prescribed a fentanyl patch to ease pain from back surgery that he had undergone the day before the arrest. And apparently he could prove that. He had the patch, he had the prescription. Obviously, it's easy enough to prove that you went through surgery. But state police said that the man showed signs of intoxication when officers encountered him at his father's home in November of 2018. Now, his blood alcohol level was over the limit, they said, but his car was sitting in the driveway at the time of the arrest. And he told them that he had several beers after arriving at the house. So he drives to the house, parks the car, goes inside, drinks a couple beers, and it's at that point that they check his blood alcohol level. So he was convicted of the metabolite DUI charge, and a judge sentenced him to 90 days to a year in the county prison. And they actually called it a metabolite DUI charge. On appeal, Glenn argued he didn't commit any crime because the state legislature has not made it illegal for someone to drive with the metabolites of medically prescribed substances in their bloodstreams. And the court said, we agree. So here's what we're getting down to here. The police encountered the man and tested him. And yes, his blood alcohol was high, but he wasn't driving at the time that they tested him, obviously. And there was an explanation as to how the blood alcohol got in his system. But then they said, well, even without the alcohol, you had these metabolites of fentanyl in your system. Therefore, we're going to charge you with that. That's what he was charged with. He wasn't charged with the alcohol. And in fact, the alcohol here is a red herring, if that's possible. So the alcohol in the system is not the issue here. The issue simply is it illegal in Pennsylvania to drive with metabolites of fentanyl in your system? And the answer is, it is not illegal. The judge wrote, we agree that it's not illegal. After all, she noted, people using prescription medications are still legally allowed to drive in Pennsylvania. We cannot conclude that the legislature intended to permit an individual to lawfully operate a motor vehicle while a medically prescribed parent-controlled substance is in their bloodstream, but simultaneously prohibit the same individual from lawfully operating a vehicle while a metabolite of the same substance is in their bloodstream. So the higher court said that the lower court misread the law. They threw the conviction out and let the man out of prison where he'd been sent. And I know it's a little confusing, but you might say, Steve, but if people have this stuff in their system and it makes them drive dangerously, shouldn't it be legal? Yeah, they're saying, yeah, and in that case, what the legislature needs to do is readdress that and say, yeah, if you have the following things in your system and they make you drive badly, then that would be against the law. So the legislature in Pennsylvania and elsewhere needs to take a look at their statute and make sure it's clear that if you are driving under the influence of something, controlled substance, whatever it may be, and it affects your ability to drive, then they need to put it on the list of things that are unlawful to have in your system while driving. And you might say, Steve, but the judge said it was prescribed. Yeah, but there are things that could be prescribed to you that would make it unsafe to drive. For instance, anesthetic, right? If they pump you full of anesthetic, it knocks you out. So if a doctor prescribed you anesthetic, you couldn't say, well, I took anesthetic and I was driving while unconscious. Yeah, they had a prescription for it. No, of course not. And so likewise, fentanyl, which the guy mentions is something that was in the patch on, you know, the painkiller, we know it metabolizes and so on and so forth. So there are some drugs that people shouldn't be driving while taking, even if they're legal. But the legislature needs to address that. That's what the judge is getting at here. So the judge actually said that's not illegal. It's absurd and unreasonable to declare that the guy was, you know, driving unlawfully when he had something that was legally in his system and the legislature had not outlawed it yet. That's the point here. So the fact that he had alcohol in his system, you know, I'm sure the prosecutor threw that in there to make this case sound better, but they threw it in there because, you know, made the case sound better. But anybody can know that, yeah, the guy drives to the house, goes inside, slams a couple beers, cops, you know, encounter him and say, hey, you got alcohol in your breath. Yeah, I just came from inside. It didn't come from my car. People who follow my thumbnails know there's a good chance. Right there, that's a thumbnail. So it's an interesting case. Greg sent it to me. Matt Miller wrote it for Penn Live. And yeah, the legislature of Pennsylvania and other states need to take a look at the various drugs that you may be prescribed by a doctor. And they probably take a look at which ones affect your ability to drive safely. And then, if necessary, you know, amend the laws slightly to take that into effect. So there you go. Great story. That's not illegal. Pennsylvania court overturns man's absurd and unreasonable DUI conviction. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Far away from your trouble and worry, you belong somewhere you feel free.